And we thank you for joining us on episode number 2 as we discuss the Ride for Unity that's going to take place September 12th, 2020. You know, this ride was conceived by two individuals, Keith and also Tiz. You know, the idea behind this thing is to bring us together, not to just talk about those things that separate us a little bit, but actually to talk about those things that we have in common, you know, that we can move forward with, that we could really make things work between all of us. And I think that really becomes the opportunity here to really discuss what is possible. And that's really why I was like super excited about this idea of Keith and Tiz. So when they spoke to me about the idea of hosting this and bringing the information to you, I just thought it was phenomenal. You know, Keith, if you take a look back on his history, you'll see that comedy, the use of humor, has really been an integral part of his life, of his growth, of his changing as things have progressed. Well, this ride, this Unity ride, will be no different. Is it going to be a comedy event? Absolutely not. But will we be able to laugh, smile, you know, joke around a little bit with each other and discuss those things that are important to all of us? Absolutely. And do it. And if you're a motorcycle rider, do it while you're on your bike. And maybe not speaking on a motorcycle is the greatest of ideas, Keith, but certainly meeting up in advance at 8 o'clock over at Sunken Meadow or hanging out a little bit afterwards when you get down to Jones Beach, that'll be a little bit more of an appropriate time to talk, not so much as when you're on the bikes.
Yeah, no, exactly. We do a little talking on the bike. Sometimes we have headsets and we pull up next to each other at lights, and I'm learning the bike code. Tiz has been riding for a lot longer than me, and yeah, we did hear you, Tiz, just so you know. You know, he's been riding a lot longer than me, so he's teaching me all the signals, the codes, and the biker code. We actually was watching we were wiping down our bikes together this week, and he was telling me how to spin the rag, and he was schooling me, Brian. He's like, you're not spending enough time on, you know. So we were just talking about things, hanging out, cleaning, and just bonding, you know, over our bikes and just talking. And, you know, he's always updating his bike, and I'm trying to, you know, get mine in good shape. So, you know, it's just a very simple way we met. And, you know, just to kind of have two people that really don't know each other well, you know, to come together, and he's doing his part, reaching out to his people. I'm doing my part, reaching out to my people. And we're just putting it out to the masses. And we already got like a couple of groups that are coming. And I know, a bunch of people who are promoting it for us and putting the word out there. And, you know, really not asking too many questions. People who know Tiz are like, oh, it's Tiz is involved, I'm good. You know, people who know me like, oh, Keith's involved, I'm good. Because, you know, we carry ourselves in a certain way and, you know, try to do the right thing and live the right way. But by no meaning are we silent and quiet people. And we're both humble, but being humble does not mean being quiet. If you have information, if you can implement change, you can do it in a humble manner. But that doesn't mean keep your mouth shut and don't say anything and be humble. That's totally not what humility is. You know, I remember one day I had a situation where I had an answer for something, and I told my friend, you know, I had the answer, but they were all, you know, arguing, and I didn't want to get involved, so I was just humble and stayed quiet. He's like, you weren't being humble, you were being stupid. If you have some information and you don't make the effort to share it, whether they take it or not, that's not being humble. It's your job. If you're shown a light in some direction or get a feeling or can make a difference, it's the way you present it, you know, is where the humility comes in. Not being quiet, that does not make you humble.
Now, it seems like having the ability to listen is part of that humble thing. And to see things sometimes through somebody else's point of view as you're going through before you start making your comments. And that has become something I've learned quite a bit and learned a lot of that through speaking and listening to some of your words over the years. It's that listening thing. And you'll get to find out so much more by listening to what a person is saying, how they're saying it, and also with some of the issues that are the driving force behind this as to where the commonalities come from and where the Well, dare I say, with the motorcycle stuff, some of the language differences, I don't know what you're talking about there when they're communicating, you know, online. But, you know, it's an opportunity to learn. And that's one of the things I think is just phenomenal about the idea. And maybe the greatest takeaway of this ride is the idea of understanding where those differences lie and the commonalities of those things that bring us together. You know, you and Tiz met in a certain way. And it was maybe not a by chance meeting, but you struck up a conversation. And the only way I really know how to do that is one person speaks, the other person listens, and you say, "Oh yeah, I have an interest in that too." And there it goes. And that becomes the opportunity.
Tiz, you want to add anything?
You reached out to a number of different, you know, groups about this. I'm sure you've received some positive feedback. Have you heard anything from others that maybe some hesitation with this? Because I don't know, everybody's so charged up politically lately. It's a matter of doing and doing the right thing. So I know, you know, my first thought here is like, what really is this ride standing for? And you're bringing in all these different colors. Do you see that as a way of separating everybody? Or do you see that as a way of everybody working together and enjoying a night out?
Well, there's a saying I like, we're all the same, but we're all different. I'm right. There's some things that we're all going to be unique on, and that's cool. I mean, you know, we all have unique causes. We, you know, and there's so many good causes, and whatever it is that's driving you for some reason, if it's drug addiction because you lost someone you love, you know, due to a drug addiction or, you know, a broke apart a family, and that topic, it hits really home to you. Maybe that's something that you want to represent because there's resources and things. Maybe, you know, you dealt with some kind of racial injustice that, you know, really affected you or it's affecting the community. And, you know, that's what's right most on your mind right now. And you want to represent that. It doesn't mean you don't agree that there's more resources should be used for drug abuse or that, you know, more awareness should be made for first responders, you know, and the work they do and the risk they put, or for essential workers, you know, what they've done to help us get through this crisis, you know, so this, so, or military. It's just because you believe in one cause doesn't mean you're saying the other one doesn't matter. It's just like, hey, this is the one I'm standing for right now. And we can all agree to have, you know, different things that we're, you know, standing up for, but not belittling what someone else is putting their purpose, because everyone can't fight every cause. People have to pick and choose what's close to their heart for whatever reason. People could pray on it. People could do whatever. But then when you do decide to do it, I just hope that people keep an open mind, get all the proper information, and then go about it in a healthy way to implement change and not just you know, just make more chaos in the process, whatever the cause may be.
Right. I mean, that really is a super, super point over there. It's not that one cause is more important than another. It's just that sometimes one cause is more timely, we'll say, than another, or certainly more personal to one person or another. And it doesn't take away from anything.
Well, I'm going to use you for an example, Brian. I'm going to use you for an example. I saw you were putting out a fundraiser for some kind of cause, but the cause is close to you because you have family members that suffer with that cause. So it's not that you don't think other things aren't important medically. It's just this is the cause you decided to advocate for because it had a direct impact on your life. Coronas, Crohn's, yeah. And you educated me about it a little bit and, you know, a little bit about the story behind it. And, you know, but you know more about it so you can educate other people on it. And it's hit you directly. So it's something that you take an interest. It doesn't mean you're against people that have cancer. You don't think cancer is important. It doesn't mean that at all. So that's the message we're trying to get out. It's not like this or that. It could be this and that. And we have to, you know, choose where we put our energy and also not, like you said, listening is so important. And sometimes you just got to agree not to agree. But you might get one point out of what someone's saying that you could say, oh, I didn't think of it like that. And usually when I have a long enough conversation with someone, and they're really passionate about something, they open my eyes to a view that I might not have seen before because of their direct impact with that personal thing. And they can react two ways. They can react in anger, where people aren't always making the healthiest decisions because it changes your brain chemistry and everything. And you're, you know, or they could be anger can provoke change and positive change. And, you know, so things that we're not happy with, of course, we want to implement change. But, you know, it's that's why I don't think it matters if you have a variety of causes. I think it's important to have a variety of causes, and to maybe focus on one, like you said, that's more prevalent now is fine. You know, and whatever one's most prevalent for that person, because there's a lot more people dying of heroin overdose right now than this coronavirus, if you didn't know that. But it's not talked about. It's not publicized. But there's a whole community that I'm involved with, and you know my personal experience with it, and I share it openly. You know, I was an active, you know, addict, and I've been, you know, in recovery clean for over 16 years, and I work in the recovery field. So that's a cause that's very deep to me. So the orange, green, I've been in the military. That's really important. All of them are important to me. I mean, I might have multiple colors. I might have all the colors on. Do one or you want to do them all? There's no right or wrong way to do it. And what I'm thinking of doing is doing like, you know, whatever you want to do, like to do something symbolic, maybe have the national anthem or God Bless America before the ride. And if you're for, you know, one cause, you might, you know, put your hand on your heart. If you're for another cause, you might salute. But it's all out of respect, you know, for whatever that cause is. So we've been tossing around a few ideas and maybe having someone that has a deep connect with that cause to speak on it before we go on that ride. For each light, for a red light, for an orange light, for a yellow light. So people get to know a little bit and get a little bit of a personal intake on what it means instead of just seeing the color.
Yeah, watch what will come of that thing. You're going to find that common thread. You know, so it's interesting you brought up the Crohn's disease. It's the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation that I fully support. But some of the research they're doing to find a cure for Crohn's and Colitis disease, some of the research that they're doing, and some of the delivery methods of some of the drug applications can be used to fight some of the other illnesses also. And that was something that was really interesting to go and find out. But we could relate that to what we're talking about over here. So the idea of having somebody go up and give somewhat of a presentation about all of these different colors and what they all represent, I think what you'll find out in as a common thread amongst everybody, or at least most of it. It's not going to be everybody. It's never everybody anywhere.
Right.
No matter what it is that we're doing. You go with the 80% rule, right? The 80-20 rule. Even if I'm wrong and it's the 20% where there's a common thing, well, you know, get the 20%. And all of a sudden you get that, you know what? We got that same situation also where we're overworked, underappreciated. Wow. Why we have a disease or some cause that just nobody seems to care about. It's always something else that's a little bit more prevalent. Well, now all of a sudden there is something that is, you know, with everybody. And then there's the moving forward side of it. Hey, how did you get through this hurdle? And I think that you'll probably find with 80% of this stuff, how did you get through your hurdle? You know, you're talking about addiction. They come in many shapes, sizes, and colors, right? You know, how do you get through
exactly.
that?
Exactly. There is no, addiction does not discriminate. No, in no way. Straight, gay, black, white, yellow, red, it does not discriminate. Handicapped, you know, whatever. It doesn't discriminate against anyone. It will take anyone's life and not just the life of yours, but anyone who's directly or indirectly involved with you will get affected.
Right. And then working through that change of lifestyle. Now, all of a sudden, you could equate change of lifestyle. How do I make the big change from where I am or where I was yesterday to where I want to be tomorrow? You know, that's another something that could really be put out in front of many different groups, especially, you know, with what we're going through right now, with, you know, with Black Lives Matter. It's like, how do we make the change? How do we make the jump from a society that's not appreciative of many different differences that we have to one that is? How did you make the jump from being on one side of the addiction world to the other side of it, to go from, you know, being addicted to now helping people get through that addiction phase. That's an amazing change, and that's a big hurdle.
Well,
and look, you find the answer to that, and I'm hoping the Unity Ride is one of those steps to that. You find the answer to something like that, man, you're golden. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and like I don't know where it's going to lead, what eyes are going to open, if something bigger is going to happen from it. It's just a ride that, you know, we go on and have a good time. But a lot of causes have a good foundation and sound good, and their intention is good in the beginning, and then something happens along the way. You know, just my feeling on a lot of things. There's, you know, a whole thing where, you know, people's motives, which originally could have been good, ended up not doing good or get corrupted for different ways, and that goes with a lot of things in life. So I don't like to single out any group, but any group that is, you know, focused on their own agenda and people are getting hurt and it's not solution-based, I think it's not that they're bad people. Sometimes people are misled. And a lot of that is due to misinformation and people forgetting that we're all the same and we all have the same cause. And if you're really passionate, it doesn't mean white people don't care about this either. And a lot of the stuff that's happening out there in the world isn't Black Lives Matter. It isn't always black people. It's white people who are just, you know, jumping on a bandwagon. Some of them have deeper purposes, and they did some research, and they feel strong about it. But I always say, you know what, let's have, you know, something productive come out of it. And I'm not going to get into how I feel about personal race groups, you know, when they isolate a race, but, you know, and make it about a white race or a black race. But lots of times one will be left out or people will try to overcompensate. And that can lead in, you know, turbulence and violence. And people don't agree, and they don't agree not to agree. It gets taken to another level. So, again, I don't have the answers. I think part of it is what you said, people talking and people listening, to come up with fair examples to hold to their actions, whether it's a law enforcement officer or a civilian. We all have to be held accountable for certain standards, taking in the variables. Everything, you know, doesn't have to be blown up out of proportion. And I think the media plays a big negative impact on this because everyone has an agenda, and it's just not what's right for us as people and as Americans. And that's why I just was like, can't we just get along and have unity and, you know, all work on what we can agree on and try to make this a better world? Because in my opinion, it really touched me. And one of the reasons I started this event is children were getting killed. And when I saw that, black and white, and it broke my heart. I just sat there and I was like, I can't believe this is what's happening over this. And believe me, I was in the drug game. I was in that whole thing, hustling with the cops, and I could have easily been dead. And part of us in that game, no, hey, if you're using drugs and you're in that game, you can get killed. It's just like joining the military. You know, you join the military, if you go to war, you can get killed. And we take that. But once the innocents are getting hurt and the children and people who aren't even involved, that's what touched my heart. You know, that was what really, you know, hit home for me.
Yeah, that I saw some of those stories, and yeah, it is terribly sad. You know, and that went across all lines. There was a video I just saw too about a woman that was talking about how her son, you know, was she lost her son with everything that is going on also, and the pain inside this woman was just incredible. And you know, it was within the community. Let's just leave it like that. It was within the community. You know, her pain was just unbelievable. You could just see, you could hear it in the voice, obviously, but you could just see it in the way that she was going. And it's like, you know, it's not helping anybody. It's that integrity thing, though. That's the big deal, you know, on my side of it. And this goes across the board, all over the place. You know, I pick up the paper, and it's like, this one tried to get away with that. This one's embezzling from this person. You know, it's just, or some business is taking advantage of something. It's just horrendous. It's just horrendous. And it goes across all industries, all over the place. It just has to stop. I just want to know why in the world we don't care about us. And that is a big we and about a big us. You know, that United States, they're like, we're all here. You know, we're all trying to work together, move together, improve together, grow together, do all of that stuff. And it seems like it's just a few people in a wide variety of areas, you know, that are just really making things a problem for an awful lot of people, or taking advantage of groups of people and that kind of thing. And it is frustrating. So to see something, bring it back over here, to see something at a grassroots level, and this is really where the change is going to come from, no matter what it is that's going on at any point in time ever, all the way back to the Revolutionary War. It starts at a grassroots level. It's a couple of people getting together and said, you know what, enough, let us go, let's figure this whole thing out, let us move this effort, you know, forward where we could help out in a number of different ways. You creating this unity ride is a great symbol and a great effort over here. What you do personally, what Tiz does personally, is also, this is great stuff that is happening. So many of these organizations that are helping people in quite a few different ways, whether it be food programs, clothing programs, helping out with schooling, all the rest of this kind of stuff. That, you know, that's the stuff that I wish, so totally wish, spending a lot more time talking about rather than some of the other stuff, you know, that's in the news. Because there's so many people, I like to believe, and I truly do believe, that it is the vast majority of people that really care, that are really trying to help things, help everybody out, you know, in a real big way.
There's a lot of good people in this world, and you seek them out and you'll find them. Believe, I've ran into, you know, the work I do and the people I met. And you know what? I don't find, really, when I get to know someone, too many just blatantly bad people. People are misguided. People have, you know, we're taught different ways, and they're not necessarily bad people, you know, and they just have their feelings on certain ways, and then everything just gets charged up and nothing good gets accomplished. So to get back to the ride, I mean, the causes we picked, the people who are riding agree with all the causes. We want racial equality. We want white, black, everyone should have equality. In America, there's no reason why anyone shouldn't. And if it, you know, and if that is the case, it should be looked at, and it's not going to happen overnight, but it's an ongoing issue that we want to come together in unity. And that's the red light that we're having. The green light we're having is representing the military. The military, hey, we have this freedom to protest, to do whatever, to disagree, to not agree, to get our food, to go, because they're protecting us. They're out there fighting for us. A lot of them died for us. I mean, I was in the military. I was a peacetime Marine, but I know a lot of combat vets that are out there who come back, and some of them don't come back, and they gave the greatest sacrifice, their life. So, and you don't have to be in the military to have a green light or a green band or something green on you. It just could be a way for you to say thank you. You know, then we have yellow, which we threw out there because of the corona now, because of what it did to this country. It's people that were not the first responders, the essential workers. I mean, they're out there. They're showing up. I mean, the little people, the truck drivers, the grocery store people, people that, you know, might have not even been thought about because people were so stuck in, you know, celebrities and football that held this country together. I mean, you know, to represent that, I think that is huge. You know, and then we have the white light for overall unity. And we have the orange one, which we talked about, for drug awareness. And a lot of this stuff that's happening, people are using drugs. They're out here getting high. They're on some kind of thing, and not that that directly should lead to anyone's death. But when you're using drugs and you're out there doing these types of things to get drugs, and someone, you know, and something happens, you're not thinking with your right mind. Drugs are mood and mind altering. So your mood and mind are altered. So not only do you not know what you're going to do, other people don't know what you're capable of doing. And that's scary. So there's a lot of these causes, the ones I just mentioned, and the reasons behind them are so important. And different people have been impacted by different ones. But those are things that we can all agree on, and that we all can come in unity for. And like Tiz mentioned last week, After 9/11, it didn't matter if you were white, black, Jewish, Christian, Muslim. It didn't matter what you were. We all just came together as a country and got through the crisis. And I think this is part of, like, the perfect storm. You know, we had some things that happened, you know, whether the police officer was racist or he wasn't trained right, what happened, what was wrong, and the man shouldn't have been dead. Whether he was using drugs or open, I don't care, he shouldn't have been dead, and nobody's arguing that. And then it just opened people's eyes to other things. And, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, one race or multi races. I've seen new stings on everything. But the bottom line is cops have rights, but so do people. So there's that balance in there. It's not be anti-cop, but it's not be pro, you know, like, hey, you could do whatever you want either. Because sometimes there's a saying, power corrupts, but absolute power corrupts absolutely. So there are bad cops who their ego goes to their head. They think they could do anything they want. And, you know, but those are the few. That's not the norm. Yeah. Most cops are good men. They're good people. But they'll tell you there's bad apples. I was a Marine. There's some bad apples in the Marines. There'll always be a Marine, but I don't want the whole Marine Corps to be categorized by a few bad Marines, because I know most of them have integrity and do the right thing. So I think something like that is what's happening. People are generalizing one person and holding that whole race or that whole profession or – You know, one person said something and all black people are responsible for that statement, or all white people are responsible for this statement, or all police officers are responsible for this one. That's just not the way it should be. I mean, you know, believe me, we should all police our own, and it should be a unified thing. So it's just funny because I think we agree on more than we disagree on.
Absolutely. I agree with you, too. Also, doesn't mean that all Karens are bad either. So you got that, too.
Or what?
All people named Karen are bad. Hey, Keith, we only have a few seconds left. So the ride is September 3rd. Is there registration, or just have people go down there and meet over at Sunken Meadow?
Just show up. Show up at Sunken Meadow, 8 o'clock, September 12th, 8 o'clock. There's going to be a few tables there, information about substance abuse and stuff. Just Believe is out there helping support it and giving information and resources for people who need to get into treatment. And if they can't help you, they'll refer you to another place. You know, but we want people to get help who have problems. We want people to come together who want to come together. And, you know, hopefully the change is one person's life or one person's thinking. To me, it was worth it.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Keith. Tiz. Also appreciate the effort you guys have put into putting this thing together. And I will look forward to seeing you on September 12th. But then again, talking about the ride yet one more time before the ride, and that will be next Thursday night on September 10th. So, Keith, we'll speak to you on September 10th, same time, 6 p.m. Eastern. And have yourself a great week. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see everybody on September 12th. That's the Ride for Unity. It's on Long Island. If you want to find out more information about it, you go to the website, you can email me or contact Keith. All the information, the contact information is on the flyer. And we'll see you 8 p.m. September 12th at Sunken Meadow Beach on Long Island, New York.